What they have to understand, we have an exceptional state now because of the coup d'etat. And the coup d'etat happened for a reason. The soldier took over because they're not well equipped, and they're fighting a war that they're not supposed to lose. Therefore, they reacted badly, and they have overthrown the government. In democracy, nobody can appreciate that. But the fact is, Mali was in limbo. And now what we should do is, yes, we should return to the normal constitutional life. That's we have to. But right now, we lost half of our country. So what I don't understand from those politicians is to close their eyes on that. I'm asking them, all of them, that we should face first the unity of Mali, trying to bring Mali together, then organize the election properly to go back to a normal constitutional life. That's what we should do. And what can they do with being president today? We'll all be facing the same thing. That's the problem in the northern part of Mali. So if you love your country, let's put it together first before we go to the election. The election will be here. We'll all go to the election. We'll all try to win this presidency. We will all explain to Malians who we are, what we want to do for our nation. And the Malian will decide based on that. But right now we're facing the war. They all should all understand that.
ECOWAS has imposed sanctions that will make it extremely difficult for the military junta to operate. How can this military junta unify the country, as you put it?
Well, first, I condemn ECOWAS' decision, because you put a sanction on a poor country. They said they put it on the coup leaders. What do they have? What do they? These are young officers. Some of them do not even have a bank account. So you put what the sanction on them. It's Malian who will be suffering, not them, to start with. And second, it's not by doing that they will relinquish power. They did the coup d'etat based on what was happening in our society, not to defend the coup d'etat, but all Malians know what was happening in Mali. I have personally sent a letter to President Amadou Toumani Touré on the 7th of February, warning him of what was coming. But did they pay attention? No. You cannot send the kids to go and fight, but giving them equipment to fight. And I always said that the men in uniform are the best among us, because they don't get enough salary and they go shed their blood so that we can sleep quietly. If those politicians do not understand that, they should wake up. But as far as ECOWAS is concerned, I'm telling them, yes, put pressure on the army to return power to the civilian. I'm all for that. But what I'm saying, you should adapt your strategies to the reality of the country. You should bring all of the forces in Mali together, civilian, military, so that we can discuss and find a true solution to the problem, so that we can go quickly to the election, whether it's within 3 months, 6 months. But we all know that we cannot go to the election today. The country is divided, and it's not going to happen. We cannot leave half of the country but having the means to vote. They are also citizens of Mali. We have more than 100,000 Malians outside of Mali because of this war. Are they going to make them vote, or are they going to forget about them?
The question is, ECOWAS's effort is based on ensuring Mali is immediately returned to constitutional rule and that the soldiers return to the barracks. What is your take on the method? Do you have a problem with that?
Yes, I do not have a problem with ECOWAS putting pressure on the military to return so Mali can return to civilian rule. But the way that ECOWAS is doing that, I do not agree with. And 90% of Malians said no to that. After all, Mali should be managed in the interest of Malians, not in the interest of anybody else. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that ECOWAS function would not hurt the army. Of course, it will hurt the army, but not the leader of today's army. It will hurt Malians. It will hurt the Malian army. It will not enable them to fight the war, to prosecute the war as we want them to do, so that we can return to a peaceful state. That's my take with ECOWAS.
So what do you think is the best way forward to resolve the current crisis in Mali and to return Mali to constitutional rule?
What I want ECOWAS to do is to come down to Mali and have a meeting with all of the political forces in Mali and the army, so that we can have a transitional government of 6 months, if possible, and organize properly elections during that time, and let the army fight the war that they should fight. But if you said that, no, we have to return everything back to normal, I said no. The reason why the army is losing the war is because the policies of the former government were not helping Mali in the first place. You know, that they should understand. And we cannot accept that we go back and put everything in the hand of the same politicians who have destroyed our army. That cannot happen. And ECOWAS should know better than that.